WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
I'm sure this will be covered in the mailbag segment, but we got a question from Kyle in Warrior, Alabama, concerning several objects which streaked across the radar animation in the composite view over the lower Mississippi Valley sector. Well, Kyle, these are not true radar echoes in the sense of precipitation, but they are a form of interference for the radar systems. Twice a day, at both sunrise and sunset, each radar site experiences interference from the electromagnetic energy emitted by the sun. There is a point at sunrise and sunset where the radar dish points directly at the sun and is hit with this energy. This is displayed as a spike of returned energy on the radar display. These spikes are short-lived, typically only occurring during one volume scan. The spike points in the direction of the point of sunrise or sunset. The NWS Doppler radar network operates in the 10-centimeter band, and now while the sun emits energy across a wide variety of wavelengths, some of it is in the 10-centimeter band, which is what the radar sees and the radar algorithms interpret as a target. In an animation such as the one Kyle included with his question, spikes from various radars over the length of the animation appear to shoot out in the direction of the setting sun. Weather questions can be emailed to question@weatherbrains.com.